is how free speech. And no matter how much you fuck up our folding tables.
Thank you. Yeah, I watched the fucking news here last night. I saw Trudeau doing a trans pipeline. What's going on? What's going on with the trans? Gay pipelines only.
Well, weird take, I don't know.
Can I get another alcohol?
No, you've had enough.
Wait, it wasn't my fault. No, I brought a full one.
Oh, yeah.
They all spill. All of them spill.
Mine is
still a closed bottle.
No, you're trying to steal his water.
I had a full water.
It was
long. I witnessed it.
Bruce Wallace reset when they hit the floor. I chose that one.
They don't reset when they hit the floor. That's not a rule.
Called wealth redistribution. When the system breaks down, whoever grabs the most stuff first, you gotta keep it.
Oh, that's cool.
Looting, if you're racist.
Yeah.
So
you tried to loot his water bottle?
I did.
Well, it failed. Congratulations, Adam. You won.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Is this where Trudeau's from? He's from this city?
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking kick his ass. I'm traveling through this country. We're going to Ottawa tomorrow. I'm gonna be bare-chested in front of the Congress or when he hired that man or whatever.
You gonna fuck him up?
Come outside, Justin. I'm gonna suck your fucking dick.
Hell yeah, dude. What's your strategy gonna be to fuck him up?
What's my strategy? Obviously, to have a small razor blade. WWE style, do a slit without the audience seeing it, and then he breathes on me. I start bleeding, and then I call the police on him. He gets arrested, and I'm the prime minister of
Canada. It's more of an insurance scam than anything.
No, of course. No, thank you. Thank you. Give it up for Josh.
We should also say another important part of this show is if anyone has any edibles.
Or any drugs.
Oxycontins.
Fentanyl laced cocaine.
Epicode.
Yeah, opioids.
Aspirin,
if you got it, ibuprofen. You can take enough of anything, it's a drug. A lot of people are dying from
Where are the drugs? Throw the drugs up here.
No, not yet, at the end.
No, you can throw them.
At the end, throw edibles up to me specifically.
I went to a local Cinematheque here.
Why don't you tell us about it, Adam?
I went to a place called Cinema L'Amour. Things I've ever seen. Tasha and I were in the balcony like adults watching
the couple's room.
We were holding hands, not making eye contact, watching the pornography. And when I decided
Adam was getting up the nerve to make a move on his girlfriend. He was like, this is it, this is gonna be the time we have sex.
I got swerved. She swerved me and then swerved. And then I looked over the balcony and three of the old men that I saw walk in. One of them in the middle, sort of like we are at, we can kind of reenact it. The one in the middle was getting his dick sucked by the other old man on the left. And then he was jacking off the other guy while the other guy was kissing his neck. It was a real life lemonparty.com.
It's not work, is it?
Oh, this is more
wow. Guess someone's never been to Lemon Party. Someone was trying to act like they know about Lemon Party. Instead, they're just hanging out with actual guys.
Yeah. It was really
incredible. Take that, Adam. You know less about gay porn
less,
than
no,
gay.
Less about it. The most famous.
I would never tread on your territory. But yeah, it was cool. Like, there were other guys that were just checking out the other guys blowing each other by just walking through the hall, like, through the
These
aisle.
People go to that place every single day.
It's so
well, yeah, we know. We've been there.
That's
what we do after breakfast. We have a croissant, and then we go blow each other. Some of us are old. Yes, we also age here.
That's tight, dude. So they were all jacking each other off.
And then there were guys just
That's
walking.
Beautiful that the community has something.
It's cool. It's like New York in the 70s. Like, I don't know if you've seen The Deuce. Okay, you haven't seen it. James Cragen, check it out. But there were other guys just walking through the aisle, just jacking themselves off. No one's sitting down for the movie.
Were those the ushers?
No, they were just like looking out.
Jenny Diggins jacking off.
Another old man.
People in the seats with their cocks.
Another old man walked behind them and said, maybe I can get in on this lemon party. And he was rejected.
Ooh. Does the porn theater also have a retarded guy tearing tickets?
Yes. Yeah, but he's got a huge dick.
Yeah, yeah, he's retarded.
Well, yeah. That's just the normal theater.
That's true. Yeah.
It was pretty cool, I gotta say. And
Dasha said that was the hardest she's ever seen you. Is when you look at me.
Well, I busted in my pants.
Yeah. She was trying to fuck you. You're like, I'm actually good, right?
I'm good. I blew my load down.
I was just looking at two 65-year-old men.
Three. And they were over 70.
Nice.
Yeah.
How clearly could you make out their penises?
I couldn't see the penises because we were watching from the balcony. But it was gorgeous. It was like sort of.
It was more the pheromones that got you.
It was beautiful. I mean, it was like seeing a recycling symbol,
right?
It all just worked together.
The circle of life.
Yeah, sort of like the one old man being jacked and kissing the neck, the other one man was dick sucked and jacking the other guy. It was fantastic.
So all three dicks were being attended to.
No, it was the bottom, of course. It was the guy on the left. He was just sucking on the dick. No. You can top
the runt of the crew.
No, it's not a runt. There's a lot of power.
That would be you, yeah. Suckling up to the dick for nourishment.
Well, you gotta work your way up.
I would get left in the woods to die.
Yeah. He's just sucking on one of the nuts because he can't find the dick. He's too blind, like a little runt. He's like, yeah. That would be you, Adam.
Yeah, that would be you.
It's a very sexual city, I've noticed. Is it the Catholicism? What's going on here? Why are people so horny here? Why can you grab the tits of the strippers? Everyone's like, oh my god, Montreal, it's incredible. You can eat a Jewish deli and you can grab the tits of the
strippers. That's pretty good. Me and Nick were talking about opening up an all bottomless strip club.
Yeah, where it's like pussies out.
Yeah. Patagonia up top, pussy hair on
top.
Fully zipped up,
turtleneck, a puffer jacket.
Turtleneck with a hand and a goose up top.
Hands, tiny boots, but the pants, leggings pulled down, full North Bay ski mask,
hairy ass legs.
Oh, yeah. Could, yep. Mm hmm. But that pussy is shining. I'll call it that much. They got a spotlight on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would it be called?
Poons.
Poons.
Okay.
It'll be called, here, this is a clever pun, vaginas.
Yeah.
You know what that place would be called is a woman's vagina.
Pussy's Cafe.
Pussy, yeah.
Or Le Poussoir.
Yeah.
To be classier.
Back to the French.
Yeah.
Which is how you say it.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. It's a hiking related thing, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
there's
true.
There's vaginas. So you got what? Mount Everest, Patagonia,
Mount Puspirosi,
REI.
REI.
There's a lot you can do with that.
No, I'm not feeling REI.
You mean REI? No, I'm giving you. These are the seeds that you want.
No, but I don't like that seed. Throw it away. Give me a different seat.
Patagonia, Columbia Sportswear.
Columbia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Puss Columbia.
Yep.
Puss Columbia is good.
The South Face.
Oh, there we go. We got that.
That's why they call him the King, Nick Bonner.
Yep. Denali.
The South Face.
Denali, the car?
Denali's
like
it's a
mountain.
It's a mountain in Canada.
What?
We're in Alaska. Yeah,
in Alaska.
You bought that.
Yeah.
It's a car.
Yukon.
The pussy.
The pussy. That's good.
That's good.
The pussy. New Denali, right? U-D-E, nude.
I met a couple.
Yukon. Oregon Trail.
Oregon Happy Trail. That's good. That's for our Portland office.
REI.
No REI. Oh, okay. Stop with REI.
Oh, okay. I got it. Canada Poos.
Canada Poos.
I got one.
There we go. He's on the board.
I saw a nice couple, Dasha and I were getting a drink around the corner. Nice couple flew in from the show from Newfoundland. Give it up for them. They said they flew 5.5 hours here. I think they're lying. I don't think the flight was that long.
They talk stupid there, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't the regular Canadian accent. It wasn't dumb.
No, they're
a little, like, a little flourish too.
They said that they're,
because it was all deaf people. Right?
No.
It was deaf.
It was Vikings.
It was the Isle of the Lepers.
It was old ass Vikings.
Martha's Vineyard was all deaf people until the Kennedys were like, oh, let's kill girls here.
We can find
a place where you kill girls.
We can take waitresses up here and kill them and fuck them first.
We can bring a secretary up here and kill her.
Go for a little swim and then kill her.
Nobody's gonna tell, they're all deaf.
That they do a lot of coke and obesity there, which seem to be two opposite
things. Live fast, die young, baby. Yeah. Leave a pretty plump corpse. That's what I'm saying.
Corpse.
I stopped doing cocaine, though. Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you guys. Are Quebec nationalists anti-Semites?
A little bit.
Comme ci, comme ça, right?
What the fuck?
So are we. I mean, that's a big deal.
What's
they don't want to be part of Canada.
Where are you going to go?
They're going to sit
right here in the middle of fucking Canada?
No, they're going to have their own thing where they're like, where
the dog, but it's what, identical to Canada?
No,
it's the same weather.
No, it's France too.
Some French people still.
Yep.
I don't know, it doesn't make any sense.
I agree with you.
Scotland's plan is to at least move.
How?
It's a fucking island.
Where are they going to go? It's not an island, it's at the top of. That island,
it separates. It's the separatist movement.
You can take, how about this?
You can go to the Caribbean.
Have you ever seen that Looney Tunes where it bugs saws off?
Yes.
You could do that with Quebec.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
I'll tell you. You just go to the map again.
Yeah, the classic bug saw.
Everyone saw that film.
You know that one where he saws.
He's guys gonna saw it.
It was up for best picture.
Okay, how about this? If you got a big ass saw or drill, could you literally break the shit off from the mainland?
Yes.
Why not?
You literally could.
It's in the middle of Canada.
So what?
Where would it sail away to?
If you had a big ass saw. It's not that it's physically impossible. It would require a big ass saw.
Yes, thank you.
The bounds of the definition of the saw haven't been determined.
So that's right.
It could be a type of saw that humanity is incapable of creating.
Oh, okay. Could God make a saw be so big that he couldn't even take Quebec out of the middle of Canada? Interesting philosophical quandary. Or
so,
whatever.
You know, Armageddon, the drill they make the bomb.
Yeah, and what if we had that fucking drill, you piece of shit?
It's from a movie.
Yeah.
They sent oil men up to space.
Makes sense to me.
To blow up an asteroid. It's a dumb movie.
What if we had that asteroid?
What
asteroid? Or a drill. I'm barely paying
attention. I wonder if there's an asteroid that's headed to Earth and there's no solution, you know, which probably will happen at some point.
Yeah, that
they're
was
like,
so...
we're all gonna die, and they're like, let's just try the Armageddon. Let's just try sending first. I mean, we got literally nothing to lose. Put him and William Fichtner in a spaceship now, and then they die on the way.
They
don't even get out of the atmosphere. The plane blows up because they're pressing buttons. They're like, I feel like my character would be pressing these buttons. As a Hollywood celebrity, I believe that.
Do they have guns on NASA's ships?
Yes. Yeah, they got guns.
In the military.
Yeah, they also have awesome guns.
Dudes. Yeah.
In case a fucking alien comes around, got something for that ass.
Pragao! What's Canada's position on aliens? Because, you know, America's like, you know, people are like, well, maybe we have a couple in New Mexico.
In Mexico.
In fucking Arizona or wherever they keep them. And it's just, you know, does Canada also think like, oh yeah, if aliens came, they would just go to Arizona.
They went to Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Is there a Canadian, do you guys have like an Area 51? Or do your conspiracy theorists here only deal with like American bullshit?
Yeah. Because like, they don't have their own shit, they're just obsessed with our shit.
Oh yeah.
We have QAnon here.
QAnon?
Yeah, a bunch of people are QAnon.
But yeah,
that's still
more shit.
Get your shit, you fucking loser.
That's more our shit than shit. The fucking Kennedy assassination or the moon landing. You can at least see the moon.
Yeah. You can see the moon.
You can see the moon. We've looked into it.
Okay. Well, how would you fight an alien if you were forced to fight one?
I wouldn't fight. I would swear allegiance.
I would say, I've been waiting for you. This whole time I felt inside, deep down, that I'm an alien. And then I would suck with it.
And they'd be like, that's actually my knee.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, it feels like a dick to me, pal. I'm gonna just keep doing this for me.
It would be great if aliens invaded and then Chinese people just ate them. Just Americans are like, what is their diplomatic? What do they want? How do we communicate with them? And the Chinese are immediately just barbecuing them. Oh, golly. I'm like, oh, I guess China just sort of took care of it.
We owe you one, China.
Yeah. Just something on a gray hand. Just a normal finger block. Like, damn. They are the best humans.
Yeah, they are.
They really are.
This truly will be the Chinese century.
Yeah.
When aliens come.
I can't wait, dude. I can't wait to come here and eat all of you. Oh, that's right. First. Yeah.
You're so nice.
Oh, yeah. They're too nice. They're doing the trial rounds for Canada. And they know we won't protect you.
Is that incel guy that did the van attack years ago?
No? Is he Canadian?
He was Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
The mosque shooters here.
Oh, no? Yeah.
They're not laughing.
Nate put him on a guest list.
We like to laugh at second.
I don't know, I just feel like people deserve a second chance. Judge somebody based on one mistake.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
So he went to jail, right?
Yeah. Probably.
Do you guys have those jails where you get PlayStation and stuff, like in Scandinavia?
Norway?
No, you don't get PlayStation.
Because in Trailer Park Boys, jail looks pretty tight.
That is good. You need to hang out with your boys all day.
Smoke grass.
That's true.
I love that dog.
There's one in BC right on the ocean. It's like a beautiful resort prison.
Nice.
Which one is that?
Mechosen on Vancouver Island.
Mechosen? Well, our prisons have stupid names too. Sing Sing and Walla Walla.
Those are cool.
They all let the prisoners name them. Those mentally disabled trustees. Like, well, you've made 9 million license plates for 5 cents.
That's right.
So now you get to name the prison. So Chumbo, Chumbo, Chumbo. You didn't have to tell my friend, a piece of garbage. You got a teddy bear out of garbage. You name it Sing Sing.
That's a good system, it keeps them engaged.
It does. Alcatraz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a cool name.
That is a cool name.
Like,
it sounds magic.
Yeah.
Instead of being an island where people are raping each other.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing tricks.
Sounds, yeah.
You do this, and then, ooh, you know, Alcatraz.
Oh, like, pull a coin out behind someone's
ear. Or something even bigger. Alcatraz seems like real magic.
Yeah.
That's why I got involved in street prostitution, because I thought turning tricks was kind of the David Blaine style. Street magic.
When are you going to teach me how to make the rabbit come out of a hat?
No. You need to go back into that limousine with those Monopoly those men with monocles. And then
they're
going to
make
tricks.
You airtight, Adam.
And then
they're going to seal you up good. Yeah. Mouth and ass.
David Blaine kind of disappeared after his big tooth.
His greatest trick.
I'm gonna make these allegations disappear. All right, you see these women? Okay, look at me for a second. I'll look again. We're gone. How about that? See you later.
Just take court. Mr. Blaine, make those women come back. How did you do that?
I can't tell.
I can't tell.
I can't tell. Sorry, I'm getting fucked up on too much magic. Dimple always sounds like he's overdosing on magic.
That's true.
Yeah, I did way too much magic.
What was up with, he just held his breath for a long time one time, and that was magic? That's just
you learned
magic.
How to throw it's a water. Water, the same thing.
Fuck that, dude, that's not magic.
No, it is. No. It's a feat.
It's just kind of impressive.
Yeah, so it's well, so like magic. Being shot in the mouth and like catching a bullet in your mouth.
No, that's magic.
There's no real magic.
Yeah, that's magic.
What is magic?
Get it? Catching a bullet in your mouth is magic.
The only person that can do magic is God. What if Kennedy's like, you know, for my re-election campaign, I'm going to plant a magic trick. It's going to be a magic trick. No one will see it coming. Me and Ronald have been practicing for weeks now. We accidentally murdered one of our assistants.
We were over there at Martha's Vineyard doing test runs with secretaries.
On secretaries, and I think we got it nailed down. We're going to do it in Dallas.
That's what presidential politics is missing, magic tricks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That got pretty cool. I mean, I really feel like you could win the Democratic nomination with magic tricks at this point.
That's true.
You know, or if you do origami.
Yeah. Yeah, if just even like a backflip. Bernie did a backflip, he'd seal it up.
If Bernie did like a ping pong show, like in Thailand, out of his ass.
Really, you think that's what's going to sell?
It'd be a spectacle.
Well, who would air that?
Who would
like
air
CNN?
It? Everyone would air
it. No, it would be like the State of the Union.
They'd be like, Bernie, how is your healthcare plan going to pay for itself? And he's just be like,
you just
be like, jeez, I quit. I don't really have an answer, but I can suck a ping pong ball in and out of my ass.
Yeah, well, Cory Brewer's just been doing, or Cory Booker.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Cory
Brewer's a basketball.
You guys, know, you know, they don't know basketball. They only play lacrosse here.
Nah, dude. Is lacrosse Canadian?
Yeah,
Native
American.
It's the get the fuck out of here. It's fucking hockey, you assholes.
No, the Canadians.
Okay, I'm sorry you feel guilty about what you did to the Native people here, but it's not your fucking national sport.
First,
all right. Well, I'm sorry what you did to the first people, but you motherfuckers play way more fucking hockey than lacrosse.
No, but lacrosse is a French thing, right? Word.
Yeah.
Do you guys have
one of those
French
sports that came from the era of like a stick and a hoop?
Yeah.
You just keep pushing.
Do you guys have a French Jordan Peterson here?
I did see an awesome joke. I went to I did a small comedy show on like Monday or some shit, and there was just a French guy who did a joke that was like, and then once you suck one penis, you are gay forever. I was like, hell yeah, dude. These motherfuckers are progressive. Fat French guy, it's like a character got Nick made up. Just had an open mic. Like, it is gay. One time you do gay shit, you are gay forever.
It's upsetting when there's so much overlap between like the most racist things you could think and then a French guy like that.
Yeah.
And then will some people into existence.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet he has some chill views towards Muslims, that guy.
Yeah, that guy takes his shoes off before he goes back outside. Walks around the streets barefoot, trying to smell women and walk back. I can see their stink lines. It's to me, I have a different spectrum of vision. I can see the stink lines of the pussy.
French people have another, can see another color than pussy can smell. It's like dogs.
Yeah.
They can see a different spectrum. Jellyfish can see more colors than us. Did you know that?
Yeah, but they're fucking retarded.
I don't have boners.
They don't have bones, exactly.
But, oh man, are you jealous of that?
I am.
Yeah.
It would be cool. I don't even know I can't even fathom what it looks like.
Yeah, you can?
No. What that extra color looks like, that shit's
wild. Oh, I thought you meant what you look like without bones.
I
know.
Pretty close.
The bones of yours that we can see are disappearing. They're falling out of here.
Dude, check out my elbow, dude. First of all, a tooth is barely a bone.
It's
number
a bone.
One.
It's a bone.
No.
It's literally.
No, it's a tooth, bitch. It's literally a tooth. What do they call it? Your fucking face bones, or do they call it teeth?
There's a name. A femur is a bone.
Mm-hmm.
There are names for bones.
Yeah, not teeth, motherfucker. Doesn't matter, bitch.
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't matter. Shut up. Shut up. Yeah, they're laughing because I'm winning with debate logic. I'm owning you Shapiro style right now. And I'm taking your own people's shit and I'm flipping it around and I'm saying.
I already looked up the answer, so I'll let you two sit
down. I'll let you do this. Okay, let's do it. Go ahead. Point, counterpoint. Go ahead.
Okay.
You first.
I already made all my.
Psyched? Sounds stupid. Go ahead. One more.
Can't you gotta give me my time?
Wrong. Wrong, bitch.
This is for the gay man.
My question is for the little bitch holding a jewel in the middle of a live podcast.
What's wrong with jeweling during the
podcast? My name is Turk Templeton. I'm a computer programmer here in Canada, and I was wondering why the man in the middle has the wrong thing.
That's a great question, Turk.
It's that's actually Nick doing
Turk. That's a great question. Can you let the man answer?
That's Nick.
Let me answer the man.
Character. He's not Turk Templeton.
Turk, thank you for asking that question.
You're welcome.
The reason is because his dick is wild small, and even with the strongest microscope of all time, you would not be able to see it.
I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
We've been talking about making that illegal here in Canada. Would you recommend he should go to jail for being
no? That's discrimination.
In this case, yes.
I don't have that kind of dick, but if I did, I wouldn't have to go to jail for it.
Well, look. Though I do think he deserves to be in jail, I will grant him clemency as also a representative of the community. Now, is my dick that small? No, but, you know.
Come on.
If we start, first they came for the guys with the incredibly small dicks, and I said nothing. Then they came for the guys with slightly bigger dicks than that, and I was yet silent. And finally, they came for the 5.75s. And it was too late.
Do they circumcise in Quebec?
No.
No. Ooh, heated debate.
No.
Pull out your cocks right now. We're going to do a poll. We're going to do a skin poll.
Do they deliver babies in a hospital here, or is it just happening like in a box?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Just on the steps of the church.
Let's do a Q&A for the audience. Yeah. Adam wants to do a Q&A. So ask Adam.
After losing the debate, Adam wants
that
to do a Q&A.
That wasn't a debate.
It was a clear winner,
no,
right?
No, no, come on. That was a joke of a debate.
No.
If we had a real debate, I would have, first of all, said that I first of all, don't respect trans people. No, no, no. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done Jordan Peterson. What do you guys, Quebec separatists? What's going on? You don't respect this? Why are you being quiet now?
Because I'm letting you do your good-ass points.
Okay. A tooth is a bone.
Nope. It's a fucking tooth. Case closed, Your Honor. Can you see any of your other bones, Adam?
No.
Exactly. I rest
bones.
My case.
Those are outside bones.
These also have fairies. Bones don't have fairies.
Thank you.
What's a fairy?
If a bone breaks, if you put it under your pillow, you get no money.
You get no money. Can't sell your bones to a fairy.
Can you? Can you, Adam? Answer the question. Can you sell your bones under your pillow?
You can sell bones.
No, not under the pillow.
There's an Orthodox Jew down.
Okay. Dude, it's honestly embarrassing how bad you're losing this debate right now.
I'm good at
debates. I'm moderating, and I still think you're. Something you're fucking this up.
There's
that's
no other bones right. You can see from your fucking.
That doesn't mean
yes,
it's not
it
a bone. It's made
like
out.
This. Are your eyes bones?
No.
Why not? You can see them.
You can see them. Such a good point, Nick. They are white and you can't see them and they are in your face, much like teeth. Are those bones too, Adam?
Gorgeous eyes.
Is there an eye fairy?
Yep.
Is there?
I've never lost an eye, but both eyes and bones don't have fairies. Teeth have fairies.
Thank you.
Eyes you can see.
Teeth you can see. White.
A bone could have a fairy, but it's just not common. To know if you could.
Okay, I suppose, fine. Theoretically, that's possible. But it's not, though, actually, I just realized.
No, you can see the point.
Beautiful reversal.
No.
That's called judo.
Reversal.
That's called mental judo.
No, when you can see.
You were comfortable.
And then I flipped you on your mat.
Teeth have a purpose. Use them to chew. Bones are not used for anything.
No, they don't.
They just sit there.
They don't sit
just
there.
Hanging out
through.
Have you ever chewed anything with your elbow?
The muscles do stuff. The bones do nothing.
You can't. You eat with your teeth. You don't have to eat with your other bones. That's why teeth exist.
You can't chew anything with your bones.
Thank you. Fuck, dude, stop. It's embarrassing. All these people think you're fucking stupid. Everyone's sad.
Regret. Paying
$683
Canadian.
I don't fucking like these French people anyway.
I love you guys.
They're just fucking judging.
I think you guys are cool. Because you all know the teeth are bones. All of you know the teeth are not bones.
No, they're just judging me with their uncut dicks.
Yeah.
Good. My brothers. My uncirced brothers. I love it. Where are my uncirced boys at? I got all those guys in. I was just walking around the streets. I was like, uncircumcised? Uncircumcised? I need a contingent because I'm going to debate the cut Adam. I need my own people there supporting me.
No, I believe in male genital mutilation.
If you had it all to do over again.
If I had it all to do over again, everyone would be cut except for me.
That would be cool to be the only uncircumcised guy in the world.
Uncirced.
People, women want to fuck you like as be like, whoa, did you see that guy with a weird dick?
It's small, but it's got this extra part.
Yeah, I want to feel that in my pussy. They must think to themselves.
Yeah, they would. I would like it if my ears sealed. Okay, some kind of skin flap.
That would be cool.
Because you're not rude enough to people in conversation.
I know, yeah. That would be specifically they could see my ears. While they're talking to me.
Oh, okay. The vacant stare wouldn't be enough.
Yeah, the ear version of my look, so I can just shut someone off.
And then it's my turn to speak.
Yeah. It alerts you when they're done talking.
Why do you need the flappy parts of ears? The hole is all you really need, right?
Wrong again. Wrong again.
Flappy parts
for
as
soon
as you do this.
Oh yeah.
How about this? You ever see that?
You could use that.
But hold on, this is like Mozart for them. The French love weird shit. Man, this is like the king of the circus. You know, if I was juggling also.
Oh, that would be a sight to see.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys vote
bear
for
bear wearing a fucking propeller beanie?
I do love that shit, honestly. Damn, dude. I want to see a bear with a propeller beanie. A little bear that you can hold.
Hey, you guys go fox hunting?
Beaver pelts?
Yeah.
That is how this shit started, right?
That's how it started. It's been trappers until you.
You like trapping?
There's no way that your dad isn't just, yeah.
That's
just
not how we
complete
trap.
Trash. Yeah. Just lives in the woods. Your version of like a swamp guy. Do they have swamps here? Your dad makes them. He set them up. What's your dad do? Oh.
Computer programmer. And you are wear overalls?
It's a strong choice.
It's a good choice. We like it.
You could pull off overalls.
Yes, I could.
No.
People have told me that I am kind of like an Andre 3000. I've said that. That got a clap.
You're not Andre, you're Andre 3 inches.
Andre 3 inches.
No,
I'm working tonight,
that 3 inches is a lot bigger because they use metric system.
That's true.
So they think 3 inches is probably around 15 to 25 inches.
That's 18 joules.
Mm-hmm.
I measure my bank in joules.
I measure it. I do density. I do how much water my dick displaces.
How about kilowatts? Is that acceptable?
Yep.
I got a car battery hooked up to my nuts.
You can run a lawnmower off my dick.
Yeah. I got the whole Abu Ghraib set up.
Did you guys support us in the war on terror?
Of course they did.
Yeah, dude.
Of course they love the war.
You fucking pussies. Dude. We tricked you to go to Iraq.
It's so funny that there's like Canadian veterans that died in
Iraq. That is fucking horrible. That sucks. So funny,
you died so Dick Cheney could have more money.
You just come over here and look up to fucking Saskatchewan. America started a war. They're like, you did something? We don't work at Blockbuster.
Damn, that is funny. You got worked on that one.
You did.
And Australians even more so.
Oh, yeah.
Those motherfuckers are completely on the other side of the world.
Yeah, they were like, yeah. Where are they? Iraqis? Let's go. Yeah.
But they are more racist.
They showed up to Afghanistan and just tried to shake everyone's hand.
Yeah.
Too friendly.
Who? Canadian?
Australian.
No, Australians are more racist.
They're racist. Are they?
They just told them it was a bunch of aborigines.
They're so racist because they're so friendly.
Are they?
They're friendly and racist.
They're friendly to you.
To us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. When I got off the plane, they were like, listen, we want to finish the job that Hitler started.
We thought he was a pretty good guy.
We thought he was right.
And
he was
a couple of bad ideas, you know.
He killed
Uniforms should have ended just below your balls.
That's their biggest gripe with Hitler.
You know, I don't understand why
you can shoot the
tanks were too tall. Hitler's worst idea is that the pants went below, immediately below your penis.
Why the
no, world? The big boots are good. But you should be able to see everything between the tip of your penis and where the boots start.
Oh my god. Yeah, we're famous. We've been to Australia. If you guys have been there, you realize.
Yeah.
Everyone,
you can see their penis through their shorts. You guys aren't world travelers.
Wear literally their pants are like underwears. And then you can see their balls come
out. I'd love to see Hitler's penis.
I would love to see.
I would love to see what he's whacking with. I just want to see his penis.
This table sucks.
Shut up, dude.
Hitler's got a fucked up dangler.
I'll bet he's got a heavy dangler.
Dangler
Hitler does.
Not quite boss, is it?
For us,
yeah. An Australian guy wants to see Hitler's penis.
Yes, sir.
That's a good bit. I'm gonna go to Australia after this, perform for five people, and do the same bit about Canada. The man is cash.
They got these fucking shorts in Canada.
They want to see Hitler's penis.
Oh, I'd love to see Hitler's penis.
I can't do it with
Canada. Very loose.
Oh, I'd love to see Hitler's penis.
That's what I think you need to say.
Just a woman from Virginia.
I want to see
Hitler's penis. Let's not have our wall and just see Hitler's penis.
Yeah, right.
I do declare I'm sweating under my breath.
My heavens. If I saw
good that. Lord, it is a hot day on the top water if I ever go one.
Yep, money in the bank, baby.
You guys have slavery here?
Never.
No, dude.
Never. That's why they don't have slaves.
They had slavery in the olden days, no?
No, dude.
Yeah. Wee.
Well, not according to the U-Haul trucks. You go run a U-Haul, every different state, they have, you know, it's like Alabama, you know, we made the first pair of boots or whatever, that's a dumb fact or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then Canada has one branded U-Haul truck for the whole country. There's a picture of a slave on the side. And it says, did you know that slaves would come here when America was still fucking enslaving people? I was like, that's a weird flex.
Yeah.
It's the U-Haul.
They do hangers on that, I must admit.
Yeah.
That's a cooler history with slavery than ours.
Yeah.
To be the one that was not chill with it.
Oh, no, they said they did it. You did excellent.
But, like, way back in the day, right? When it was still the youth.
Come see, come south.
It was still the Vikings. All right.
All right. Does anyone know? You guys. Does anyone have an answer? Why are we gonna do a reverse Q&A?
Yeah, why are you guys?
We're gonna do a series where we ask you questions about Batman the Animated Series. Alright, you guys are your own separate country. It's stupid,
it's,
right?
They're not.
They should be us.
What are you talking about?
They should be part of us.
No.
We should be getting rid of some of the states.
Yeah.
We should pare it down.
Yeah, they can have, like, fucking...
Minnesota?
Montana.
Montana's tight. You guys get
North
fucking,
Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota.
North Dakota's got a royal.
Fuck that. Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, Indiana, Iowa. You guys can have all that shit. All of the worst.
Oh, what do you assholes want? The good shit?
Fuck.
No,
you're not getting
the good shit. No. They have everything other than New York and LA. How about that?
Whoa. The shit.
Garbage. Take that.
That's right.
Go off, Adam.
You're gonna get some
water? No, hold on, go off, dude.
Yeah,
go off. Go off. What about those places?
Yeah.
Right, go off at him. I love this shit, dude. This is a good segment.
Alright, I'm gonna go off. If you don't live in New York or LA,
yeah,
you should fucking kill yourself.
God, their asses.
Yeah. And if you live in LA, you should also kill yourself.
Damn, dude, taking them. Okay. No, no one's safe, huh?
And if you live in New York, maybe also get yourself.
Yeah, why don't you kill themselves?
You guys see John Wick?
Yeah.
John Wick 3. Pretty tight, huh?
That was
I see John Wick 3. I'm talking about the first one. Oh, wait, we're not going to talk about John Wick 3.
Nah, the first one?
Well, yeah, did you guys see the
Jean-Louis
is spelled O-I-U-Q-E.
Jean-Louis.
That's another thing I hate about the French. You use too many fucking letters and
you don't even say it.
There's like, you know, some asshole going through a buffet line, you're like, oh, I want one of everything. And then you have, like, what, one of the crab legs and then throw away the fruit salad? You did the same thing with language.
That is so true.
It is true.
That makes sense and is true. That's what I love about that statement.
And you say it sarcastically, but it makes sense and it is true. You might not think it's nice. It might be an inconvenient le truitement.
I like when you go ooh, when you make a W sound by going ooh.
Yeah.
That shit's cool.
Like what? Like a deaf guy named Eric.
Yeah.
My name is Luke.
Yeah. I like that that's how you make W's in French.
Mm-hmm.
The deaf Eric.
I feel like speaking French, you're on the verge of throwing up. Like it could happen with the right combination of letters. Where you just induce, you know. That's a girl's name here, right?
Oh, we forgot about our character from Montreal. Bonjour, je m'appelle Detective Penis.
Yeah, that was getting good.
That's basically it.
Je cherche un pornographie d'enfant.
Je cherchais le tout poussé avec mon pénis. Je suis horny.
You guys should write to all of this. So
yeah, if you don't
like our stand-up and the live show, Dasha wrote it's all Dasha's fault. And Adam said this is going to be, we're giving her even more control over the show.
Yeah, I think she has some really good ideas.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up. You said it sarcastically.
Well,
that's
said
your
that.
Queen, dude.
Yeah. Well, she said that I've kind of outgrown the band. And
oh,
I,
yeah?
You should go.
You should go solo.
The John Friedland Show.
You want to come on the pod?
Take this, you fucking...
Yeah, she doesn't even want to watch.
Where are you going? You're leaving the show?
She's going back to that theater.
She's going back to the theater.
She's
going to
meet up with those three gay guys.
Some guy that we
it was an old guy.
No, shut up.
See
stop it. No, that's just her. She's in the room. For now.
You guys,
that theater beckons.
Are you guys...
Hold on, I'm getting a call from the manager.
I'm getting a call from the manager. It's a fake phone call.
Oh, Dasha has a reservation.
Three guys?
Yes, officer.
They're homosexuals. Why would she meet up?
Oh, she's meeting up to laugh at Adam's penis with them? I mean, she's not cheating on him. She's just gonna laugh with his penis with three gay guys.
I swear that having such a small dick was a crime here in here.
Oh, shit.
I feel bad for narking on my friend, but yes, he's sitting right next to me.
So they rappel out of the fucking ceiling.
Freeze!
Yeah.
You know, Ben Astin is detective. He's cheating on me. What? Detective Pinhead! I'm here to arrest Adam Friedland!
By chance, does anyone have any bon appétit? Les enfants.
Are you guys pedophiles like regular friends?
Someone rude? Hell yeah.
Nice. They are?
Interesting operation, dude. You're about to get arrested. Once you look at child porn, you're an accessory to the crime.
Do you guys hate France?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck them, man.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Yeah, it makes sense. It's like we don't like British people.
Well, I like.
It's
I like
how we don't like any Europeans either.
Yeah,
they come here and we beat them up at their bars. Yeah, can you pick the fight with Spanish guys? They put on their scarf. You know how we Americans do that?
Yeah,
Portugal comes, he's trying to show everyone his money. Yeah. Fucking take him out back, roll him into the dumpster.
Right. Put on our finest BMW track pants.
Put on
wearing it for 4 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Find European guys, beat them up, kiss them first, and they're like, why'd you kiss me?
Sexually assault them in the back. You know, that's what they do here with French people.
That's, yep. I read an article on The Economist about that. I was doing research about Montreal.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was reading Harper's.
I used to fucking pretend to read that shit when I was in high school.
Harper's?
No, The Economist. I'd be like, damn, I'm fucking smart, dude. I can make it through one of these articles without getting sleepy.
It's not even that smart.
It's not. It's a magazine.
Kind of a dumb.
It's
written in English.
What do you mean? That's a smart magazine, you fucking asshole.
These guys can read it.
Oh, you read it all the time, you motherfucker? What's the smart shit you read, Adam?
The smart shit I read?
Yeah. It is a smart magazine. Yeah.
David Foster
Walls. David Foster Walls magazine.
David Foster Ballsack.
I read Mad Magazine. I read Penthouse Letters. I read Justin Trudeau Monthly. I read. You guys want to jump in?
You guys really jumped in on my throat about The Economist being smart, and it is.
It's not that smart.
What's a smarter magazine?
What's a smarter magazine?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Don't
keep this woman out.
It is smarter.
She did
it's
a bit.
Wrong,
she but
did
it
a
is
bit.
Smarter.
She did. It is.
They use much bigger words in Nashville, which is the telltale sign of a genius.
What's the smartest magazine?
The smartest magazine is obviously High Times.
It is good stuff.
Popular Mechanics, probably.
What's the last magazine you read?
I read The New Yorker at the spa on the boat. I went to the Boda Boda Spa, read The New Yorker, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, well, I stopped.
Here we go. We're going to go to The Economist and see what the top articles are.
Please do.
Yeah, let's see. How smart is this?
Detective Pikachu.
Cleaning up nuclear waste is an obvious task for robots.
Smart to me. That is smart. Who are you going to put? Humans? No! Fucking robots. Check. That was in the smart aisle. Next.
Swine fever is spreading from China to Southeast Asia.
Yup. Next.
The movie theater popcorn butter you could make at home with.
That's not. Okay, that's the first dumb one. But you know what? It's practical. Can you tell me you're not sitting at home thinking, you know what I want right now? Is to drink some movie theater popcorn. So that's good.
The smartest magazine is
dogs. Here we go. Dogs technically can't suck their own dicks. They're just licking them.
Well, that's an important distinction to make, I think. We're all accusing dogs of sucking their own dick, but they're just having a little taste.
Yeah.
Who amongst us hasn't Hoomst hasn't just taken one big lollipop lick of their own penis?
Madonna remains scandalous, but for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, well, maybe those reasons are like, you know, economics.
No, I looked it up. It's she's postmenopausal. That's what it says.
No, it isn't. I'm looking at it right
I'm
now.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's saying it's because of NAFTA.
It was 9/11.
Is that shit?
Madonna's pussy dried up because of NAFTA.
They were getting cheap Mexican lube to her pussy, and then once that was over or whatever. Look, I'm not exactly sure what NAFTA is, but that's not important.
NAFTA, it says you can't bring the Simpsons porn into Canada.
Oh, I love that story. They kind of tried to bring Simpsons porn into Canada, and they arrested it.
Lighten up!
Okay. Well, it's like, just get off the plane and draw it.
That's true.
It's a drop. If you want to beat off to the Simpsons that bad, then you have
take
to
our class.
Break. You have to be arrested by Interpol. You gotta go to a fucking like a weird Turkish prison for it. Just learn how to draw a bar.
Here's a question: what if he tattooed it on his body?
Yeah.
Is tattoos? Can you do child porn tattoos? And that way, it's technically legal under tattoo art law.
That is a law.
Under tattoo
that's a type
law.
Of law.
And it circumvents the child pornography statutes.
This is that's the next article in the Economist. Should we revise tattoo law to stop letting people tattoo Simpsons porn under the body to sneak into Canada and to beat off?
Yeah, thank you.
What if the newest SoundCloud rapper had a child pornography tattooed on his face?
How about a website called Pound Cloud, where you just, it's recordings of you beating off. Just like, yeah, I'm kind of like a Pound Cloud rapper.
Are you rapping while beating off?
No, yes. It's just,
oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
I can't wait to come, because then I'll be done. Doing the best, God bless. just wanna, Black Lives Matter. Does it matter what my batter? Flatter tatter?
Splatter my
batter. Family matters, Urkel. Bad as a hatter.
Urkel's bad as a hatter.
Okay, where the digital turnies are being off.
The hook, that's a good hook.
Yeah, where you want more tables than you think. Look at that weird rap voice. It's on everything now.
Yeah.
I don't know
if
an 80-year-old Native American. please give me my dick back.
Give me my dick back. Please give me my dick back.
Who stole his dick?
I can't wait to get my dick back. I want to know how to get my dick back.
Once I get
my dick back on. Because they be taking all my dick.
This is funnier. You guys should not.
Good job. But you know, that's like a rap thing. They do that.
That is. Oh,
that is the thing they do in rap.
They're like, that. One of the biggest motifs in rap is
it's the Native American guy.
That they can't wait to get their dicks back.
I can't wait to get my dick.
No, they say it's not Native American, it's First People.
She be scheming on my dick.
She be scheming on my dick.
These hoes be taking my dick.
These hoes be stealing my dick in the night.
These hoes be taking my dick at the teepee.
They stole your land and everything.
They took my land.
They took my land.
They took my dick at my teepee.
Yeah. They don't like
guy. overdosing.
That is correct.
Every over-the-counter medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I smoke ibuprofen all day long. SoundCloud rapper, I got a tattoo of Adolf Hitler on my face. Yeah, they're really trying to outdo themselves.
There was a SoundCloud rapper that literally had Anne Frank tattooed on his
face. Anne Frank.
I can't even come up with a more absurd thing.
Yeah.
I don't even pay.
Which is weird because she was so ugly.
Whoa.
Just kidding, that was a joke. It's a comedy show.
Yeah. You would have smashed.
No, she wasn't.
I would have loved to have talked to her on the internet.
I would have loved to have.
I wish I would have loved to just get into a chat room situation.
There was an
Oh, yeah, your parents will let you go out. That's. Yeah. How did you find out about this place?
Yeah. There was a part of the book where she's horny, right?
There is.
Yeah, she's
the only part I remember.
That's the only part I've heard about. I haven't read it, but.
You didn't read Anne Frank's diary?
No.
It's smarter than me, Tom.
Yeah.
No way, dude.
It probably is.
Did they talk about Madonna's pussy or whatever?
It is a hack bit. It's so incredibly fucked up that everyone just reads that girl's diary.
Yeah.
I mean, it is worse than the Holocaust.
Reading her diary?
No.
Yeah, they would just read that girl. She wasn't like, oh yeah, publish my diary. Leave in the part where I masturbate and play with my dick.
That was the place where she is.
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe the Holocaust was bad after all.
Thank you. Because it was embarrassing. Because they take
pictures of you. I would hate to have. I never took a diary, but if I did, I would.
You never took a diary?
Never took a diary. But if I did, I would not want anyone to read it. It would just be like, damn, I can't.
I read Saw's diary.
Yeah.
What did it say?
All right.
Dear diary, today I read The Economist. I'm such a smart, good boy. I can't wait to go to college so I can do politics for the state of Maryland.
That's true, bro.
Yeah.
I interned at the Maryland State Legislature.
Yeah, we're going to pass a law that says on Tuesdays they got free hush puppies and folks.
Yeah, we're gonna make a law that if you didn't go to that school, you ain't gotta obey the school's speed limit.
You can drive. If you're not a child, you don't need
the speed bumps as fast as you want.
If you can get air off the speed bumps, you're now a police officer. It's the rule we're making here at the Maryland State Legislature.
That's the new rule.
That's the rule. Gasoline is free if you're gonna get high on it.
Show us you get pumped that
shit. If you show up to the pump and you're using the gas to get fucked up, that doesn't count because it's not going in your car.
If your boy is fucking your ex-wife, no child support.
That's true. Boo! You like your friend to fuck your ex-wife?
Yeah, I'm trying to pay big,
dude.
His ex is getting piped by his boyfriend. He's paying loonies out the ass for his son.
I'm trying to make it rain with some loonies.
Oh, fuck. Anybody? Okay, so now I think we've reached the portion of the show where if you do have an edible, please throw it up to me.
You got Roxy's, Oxy's, Percocets, Xannies. No Xannies.
Wow.
Any kind of opiate.
Fucking losers.
Kratom. People are dying off of that now.
Really?
Yeah.
Poutine,
yeah. That's a funny name.
Yeah.
Poutine.
They're like, it looks like diarrhea, but it sounds like pussy.
That shit is.
It makes you shit and fuck at the same time.
Then you Blumpkins here?
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. Everyone knows that about Montreal. The home of the Blumpkin.
The Blumpkin.
The Blumpkin.
Yeah.
You guys take shits and get your dicks onto the sink?
You ever do that move?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, no,
for sure, dude. Of course. Why are you going to ask you? Everyone knows that.
Oh, man.
I think that's gross, personally.
Same. I wouldn't do it. I'm unless those guys from the city.
You would suck somebody's dick while they're shitting?
I would not suck someone's dick while.
How about an auto Blumpkin? That would be pretty cool.
You suck your own dick while you're shitting?
Yeah. And it turns cool. Just wearing a dress in a Target bathroom, you're like, well, this is how I go to the bathroom. Sorry, your child is an open mind.
You're doing it in the urinal? You got your legs hanging on?
Just Stephen Crowder in a dress. Something is going to be like a and this is what liberals want. Change my mind. Just James O'Keefe sucking Stephen Crowder's dick.
Wait. Is that guy Stefan Manilou? Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Montreal?
Yeah, he's from Toronto.
I think Toronto? Toronto? Why is that?
The name says otherwise.
Motherfuckers, sorry.
He went to McGill.
He went to McGill.
I don't know who this is. Who are we talking
he's
about?
He's this guy that got so molested he had to become a racist. I mean, if you look at his website, he's like, there was a beautiful boy named Stefan. Molested and now I blame immigrants.
Look, if you're gonna be racist,
did
that's a slide.
No, I think his parents did.
Oh damn.
I don't know. Maybe
his parents loved immigrants.
I'm slandering.
His parents were his parents were eating like a chicken tikka masala while molesting him.
Look at that boy being molested. Let's all laugh at him while his brother's molested.
Well, that makes
that
sense.
That was a good Hindu accent.
It's immigrants laughing at him. The victim in the story is the guy who's
racist.
So it's okay to make that joke.
You can laugh at him being molested.
As long as the target is somebody that's bad in any discernible way, then it's okay to mock them being sexually abused.
Did he actually
be racist while doing it?
Did he actually get molested?
Yeah. Let's just say he did. I think he did. Maybe not.
All right. What's another big time Canada observation we got?
I had one earlier. I said it in Toronto, but delayed is retard.
That's good.
That seems like you guys. It's weird. There's not like a woke thing to get rid of that.
What do French people call retarded people? Are they Frère Jacques?
I think that's what that song's about.
Don't
means he wears a helmet.
Just put on your helmet. Just put on your helmet before you go outside.
Please finish shooting people. Take your time. Take your time. There's more candy corn. You don't need to eat it so quickly. Yeah, we got a regular Frère Jacques over here. Google Translate, and I'll put in stupid retard. What do they call those morons here? Retard.
It's just gonna say late, right?
Say delayed.
Delay. That's my Google. Okay. It seems like I got a retard of my own going on. Sorry for the retard. I'm looking up retard. Everybody. Translate.
This is gonna pay off big, guys. Just you wait.
They all know the word.
They all know the word.
No, this is gonna,
sitting,
but trust us. It's
they're
gonna,
sitting patiently for Nick to use
this. It's gonna pay off big. Just you wait, baby boy.
What is the retard? Come see
that. Axaratua. Oh, that's mask.
That's mask?
Mask.
It's
Axaratua. Oh, I love that.
Northern Spain.
That's like Alcatraz.
Axaratua.
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 My brother is Axaratua. It's a retarded guy in a pinstripe suit. That's silky retard. That sounds like everybody's finger. You want to kiss the feet? Everybody in the meet.
That sounds like a Formula One racer.
Okay, so according to Google Translate,
Mario Azzaratura.
Retard translates to retard.
What is
give it up for yourself.
We got a big bang left in us, I thought.
How about in Italian, it's disabilità intellettuale. That's fun, huh?
It is fun.
In Spanish, it's also, it's retardar.
So this is how we're going to...
It's a verb.
This is the cat reference. All right, let's go through more languages.
Afrikaans, it's re-Japanese, but...
It's Chinese. This is Korean.
Okay, it's Oku Sari Dog is what the answer is. When you put it.
Here's Japanese.
Oku Nasuru. Oku Nasuru.
Oh, it is Oku Nasuru.
Yeah.
Nick knows every single one. He was born with that knowledge.
Yeah. I would love to go to Japan. Just gain 400 pounds. Just, yeah, look like a total anime guy and introduce myself to Okurasu.
My name is Atsatura Okurasu.
Wait, hold on, what's that retard?
hell yeah.
I just start using that on the screen name. Shibo Yokusei.
Wait, it's a different word. They don't modify the first word, they have a specific word for fat retard. Damn, Japan is canceled.
They are so ahead of all of
this. It's a good thing. Damn.
And then it's a whole separate thing.
It's specific.
Walking around, Shibo Yokose Shoju with a Buster Sword introducing him. Just giving them peace. This happens to be his immediate choice. They're letting those guys into the country to fuck their women. Oh boy. I tell you, this has been a good one for me.
Yeah, well, folks, let's not forget, we talked about, what was that thing we laughed at? Oh, yeah, Australian guys want to see Hitler's penis.
That's funny.
That was good stuff.
And they got kind of nervous.
I think
they're Vichy Montreal.
Yeah. I think that was probably the highlight for us. Let's do a quick recap of what you just saw.
That's like the best thing. Have you ever watched that show?
No, it's
an ingenious setup. They play 4 minutes of episode, and they're like, let's see what we did today. And it just repeats. You get a full 30-minute block of television, you do 15 minutes worth of work.
Nice. Let's start doing that.
All right. We need to put a television in Stav's stomach. And we can just replay the entire podcast. Well, a baby laughs.
Why do you watch Teletubbies?
Oh, I just know that about the format. Because I thought that was ingenious.
It seems like you know a lot about Teletubbies.
I do. It seems like you like television, which you do not.
No, you like...
Quick reminder.
You like babies.
Quick reminder.
No, you like
babies. I like writing babies. I've written for several children's shows.
Which ones?
The third season of Sesame Street, it was only on BET.
Which season?
It was more adult-oriented.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yeah.
What was your signature bit on that one?
The former McNulty is
kind of a wire crossover.
Yeah.
They frame Oscar.
Yeah. Oscar overdoses on gay sex.
There it is, folks.
There it is.
Oscar had gay sex with Elmo, let's say.
I do like to imagine he's having gay sex in the bottom of that trash can.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And they encourage, imagination.
that Jim Henson was like, and it'll be a homeless guy that has gay sex. And I'm like, Jim, just keep it in the trash can, man. You can't be having gay sex on TV. So maybe soon, Oscar will be having sex.
Why didn't the Count do more vampire type shit? You know what I'm saying?
Like suck blood?
Yeah. Well, he looks like a vampire, but he just wants to count numbers.
That's a great point. I never considered that.
Yeah.
I think mostly it's the pun.
Yeah, because he counts.
But why does he have to look like a Dracula?
Because Dracula's
Count Dracula.
But you could do any other.
It's literally a show for babies.
Count what?
Maybe the reason you don't watch Teletubbies is because you can't understand it.
That's right.
I understand Teletubbies.
Okay, what is the premise of Teletubbies then, if you understand?
The premise of Teletubbies is that four friends have televisions in their stomachs. And
why?
Because of. It's an allegory.
Wow,
it's an allegory.
Wow.
Because
no idea.
It's an allegory about man's dependence on the boob tube or television, and the sun is the as a
really really pedestrian.
No, that's not. What is it about them?
Juvenile reading of Teletubbies.
What is it about?
Kind of what a baby's.
So you tell me what it's about. Tell me what it's about.
They're aliens that have TVs in their stomachs, and the sun is a baby.
And they're trying
that's
to
exactly
baby.
What I said.
And they want to learn things.
That's what
and
I
they're
said.
Trying to escape the Chinese before they cook them up.
Yeah. That was a callback.
Okay, all right. Now we're really locked in, folks.
We're going to
the bank.
So we've been waiting to premiere our character, Indian Foghorn Leghorn. Materialize in your head, he's hitting on the chickens.
Montreal.
That's true.
No, and for a name of a sports team, Canadians, not that inventive.
Go off.
You could have named it anything.
Back to Adam going off.
Grizzlies. Panthers. Grizzlies. Poutines. You could name it anything, and you just said Canadians? Boring.
You got it, dude. Chill out. You gotta chill out, man.
Sorry.
These are our hosts.
Well, it's actually, I don't know if you know this, but the team's named after there was a 4-year-old girl with breast cancer. Just a Canadian.
Yeah.
So it's not after the country. It's
how
sort of
breast cancer choosing.
Real mature. Man.
What do you mean mature?
Real mature.
A baby can't get breast cancer.
Yeah. You've never seen a baby with titties.
I've never seen a baby with big ass titties.
And the reason you're pretending you would watch Teletubbies, because that is one of the key features.
I've seen Teletubbies.
All the babies on Teletubbies are stacked. It's about big titted babies from Mars that just want to learn from each other's bodies.
So anyway our
she has breast cancer. And you're
so that girl has breast cancer?
It's a 4-year-old girl named
Jessica Canadian.
Skyla Canadian. Who is dying. She died. Her father was a police officer and her mom also had breast cancer.
And that's those people you want to make fun of.
That's who you're making fun of, dude. Her police officer father who lost both of his legs to his own canine dog. Her morbidly obese.
Seems
mom,
like his own fault.
Who lost her job at McDonald's cleaning the ball pit.
One by one.
She had to suck those balls. Because that's how they do it
here
in French
Canada.
In French Canada, their chief export is colorful balls.
They're a spit shine.
Either.
By some fat lady, apparently.
Yeah. No, that's true. Everything he's saying is right.
Yeah.
It's cool that you guys have.
Right, stupid?
Yeah, this is stupid. This whole thing is stupid.
I'm trying to think of what would be a funny job for a Canadian person to have. And it's like, well, probably not be dumber than retarded podcaster.
Yeah, this is the dumbest
job. Like a podcast guy that would probably ignore his own cancer.
Do you think you have it?
Well, I don't know. I don't have health insurance. Oh, that's the other thing. We don't have health insurance. You guys take
I am sick. Could I go to the doctor?
Yeah.
Damn, how much?
You're a foreigner?
A lot?
Now, does the bill come afterwards or before?
Can I give them a fake name?
What are they going to do, deport me?
Tell them your name is Adam Friedland.
Yeah,
I will.
I'm going to go get breast implants. You get that fucking surgery.
You get breast implants on the government?
No.
Of course.
You can say, dear Justin Trudeau, I've always, my whole life thought, been upset that my breasts weren't big enough. You can't? No.
When I was a baby, I had breast cancer. As a result, I didn't grow juicy, big, sweet, milky tits like I always imagined I would as I watched Teletubbies.
Yeah. I don't even want implants. I want the milk ducts.
I want milk ducts.
I want milky titties
so I can live off my own milk in my libertarian paradise. Suck on my own tits and point my gun at the government. And I need you, Mr. Trudeau, to be involved somehow.
That's the only cool thing about Justin Trudeau is that he breastfed until 18.
That's right.
I think that's cool. I did that too. Once
that,
my
that guy said,
that's
not
cool. Fucking loser.
Did he breastfeed for a long time?
Yeah.
I don't
Very know. Publicly.
What?
Yeah. His dad was the prime minister.
Oh, nice.
He used to breastfeed when he was in the Canadian White House or whatever.
In the Royal Air Force of Canada. You guys got an Air Force out here?
Yeah, and half of them died in Iraq.
That's really dumb of you.
Yeah, their Air Force is, that movie Fly Away Home.
Yeah, the geese.
With
yeah,
the geese.
Funny, with Anna Paquin. That was a good joke. You should admit it.
Dude, I hope I don't have a daughter that likes animals or whatever. The fucking poor dad, his daughter's like, we didn't help them get to Mexico. And he's the fucking help.
You watch that movie and you're like, this fucking sucks.
This sucks.
I just feel sorry for that dad doing something for his daughter.
I don't want to have to do any of that shit. Why doesn't she have a cool hobby like playing video games forever? In the basement.
His daughter's not even racist, dude. This shit sucks.
Like my beautiful son who does nothing but game.
Well, it seems like none of you are going to throw drugs on the stage, and
we were waiting.
That hurts my feelings.
Should we start slamming down some of the ivories over?
Play the piano? Yeah.
Piano?
Yeah. You don't know how to play piano.
I can play piano.
Adam, all right, play us off, Adam.
Woo! I'm going to score this
deal. No, I'm not.
Come on.
Let's do it. And he's broken.
Boo!
The piano that was donated by the little girl with breast cancer.
All right, here we go.
Heart and soul.
No,
I sucked you off.
Shut up.
Some other boy's playing with his knuckles.
And you know I like QFC, so don't venture too far from that. Keep in mind. If you start with that E flat bullshit again, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Yep.
That's, first of all, that is E flat, so you've gotta stop now.
Okay, hold on. Whoa. Nice.
You're putting the microphone in the wrong place, too. The sound doesn't come out.
Yeah, Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. You know I like to fuck.
I love having sex with you.
With you and your pussy.
In your pussy and your ass.
The fuck your pussy. And when you make me fuck you in your pussy, it makes me feel
horny.
Pussy. It feels good to have sex. I love having sex with women. But specifically you. And we've had sex before, and we'll do it again. I've had sex.
I've definitely had sex before.
Okay.
I'm definitely not gay.
If somebody told you that I was, they're lying. And they probably are all gay themselves.